visiting today with OCA's Weston Givens. He's going to tell us a little bit about the ranch rodeo because it's just around the corner.
I tell you what, it is coming up fast, Casey. I think it's August 20th and 21st. We've got our 12 teams fired up, ready to go. We've been working with Ford to help us with advertising and the promotional stuff surrounding it the way we have for years. We're super excited to go again. As you know, it's been our primary charity for years, and work with the Children's Hospital and send that money over to them to do research and help kids that are struggling. That's kind of been a passion of ours, is to figure out a way to help those who are less fortunate. So we got a bunch of I've been talking to some ranchers here in the last few days that are in the rodeo, and they've got some cowboys that are fired up and ready to go to town and do some work.
Well, tell everybody a little bit about the biggest difference between like a traditional rodeo and a ranch rodeo.
Well, you know, the biggest difference is these guys, they work on a ranch to make their living. They do that work, a lot of that work horseback. They at home, they're generally not trying to compete against a clock. So unlike your PRCA type cowboys who are making a living rodeoing and are so fast with their times and calf roping or the team roping or whatever, these guys are out there, when they're catching cattle, they're doing it because something's sick, needs doctored. When they're working with a horse that wants to buck, they're doing it to prevent that in the future so they have an animal they can go get their work done on. So it's a totally different type of event. So we're bringing some of the stuff they do on the ranch to town, putting them in an arena, and turning a clock on them. So that's kind of the gist of it.
Well, I was going to say, if you're ear tagging a calf, you're probably trying to beat the time.
Yeah, well, you are to a point. You're darn sure trying to beat the heat, and I'll tell you that. So.
Well, these are a really special group of cowboys, so tell us what kind of teams we can expect.
Well, you're going to have all kinds of guys. You're going to have some guys that are older and really seasoned. They're going to be experienced. They're going to darn sure know what they're doing. You're going to have some young guys that are just gung-ho, and they're going to do whatever it takes to get it done. They'll risk life and limb to do it.
And that's why it's so much fun to watch.
Yep, it is. It is. You're going to see some of the most historic ranches in the state. Ranches that have been operating in this state for 120, 30, 40 years. You know, names that you've heard before, like Drummond's, like Stewart's, you know, just some long-standing historic ranches. We think that's really important to highlight these ranches that have been in business for so long, and their heritage is so important to our industry, but also to the state, and so we're really excited to get to highlight them for you. Also,
is anybody already talking some smack yet?
Oh, I'm sure they are. Social media has kind of upgraded that for some, I think. But no, this bunch, you know, every one of them wants to win, but every one of them have probably worked together at some point. And they're friends, they know each other. You know, if one of us is in trouble, we know who to call. And so it's a different kind of deal.
And you guys got your national anthem singer. That was a big honor that someone's going to get to sing the national anthem. You had even a contest about it.
Yes, we've had a little contest to pick our national anthem singer. We think that's a neat deal to highlight. You know, the ranchers I know are very patriotic and care a lot about the nation that we live in, and we always try to highlight our country and acknowledge our thankfulness for being able to operate in a country with the freedoms we enjoy. So, you know, we wanted to be able to let a young person have the opportunity to sing in front of a crowd in that big arena. So.
Absolutely. Well, tickets are still available. It's coming up August 21st, 20th and 21st, as we said. People just go online to get all their tickets?
Yes, I think you can just go online and get those tickets at the Lazy box office. And so that ought to fix you up.
Well, I'm looking forward to a great ranch rodeo. I know it never disappoints. It's always entertainment.
Absolutely. And this year, if you are an ag educator, an FFA teacher, or an extension agent, or a 4-H leader, or something along that line, you can get a free ticket. We highlight a lot of times people that do service and give them an opportunity to have a free ticket. And this year, we wanted to recognize the ag educators because they're so important to our industry.
Absolutely. Well, Weston, looking forward to a great event. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Appreciate visiting with you, Casey.